would you call it, a dilemma? He has a choice to make. His son is a quarterback at Stillwater High and a really good quarterback at that. 43 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Stillwater is playing in the state high school semifinals in Oklahoma. They play on Friday night. Oklahoma State, who employs Mike Gundy, they are in Morgantown to take on West Virginia at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Yes, the logistics of West Virginia being in the Big 12. So Mike Gundy is facing the decision to attend his son's high school semifinal game or going out the normal time with his team to Morgantown. This is an easy answer, right? Absolutely easy answer. Now, his son is, I think, has the biggest offer that he has is Toledo. And he has jokingly told his kid, just because he's sleeping with his mom doesn't mean that if he comes to Oklahoma State, he's automatically going to play. But this is an easy one. And in this day and age of travel, and I understand weather could be a factor, is you're staying in Stillwater to watch your high school kid's semifinal game, right? You're going to be a parent. You probably don't get many opportunities to watch your son play. And in this case, this might be his last game. Yeah, you're staying in Stillwater. And then you're boarding a private university plane, and you're flying to Morgantown, and you're getting in late, and you're getting up early, and you're going to go coach a football game. This is easy. I don't know why this is a debate. People are wondering how it'll affect Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy, do the right thing. Go be a dad. Lots of news on the coaching carousel today. You know, Tuesday's a popular day with coaches around the country that have their media days, and we are kind of just starting silly season where the dominoes could start to fall when it comes to college coaching, with the biggest domino being at USC, even though USC, their number one target is a guy that is currently unemployed. But what could happen in the NFL that could impact college football? What could happen at Florida State that could impact the SEC? So we're on the cusp of silly season. Rutgers has an opening, and Greg Schiano, the deal to bring him back to Rutgers is close. He has said it's up to Rutgers, as the board has to approve if Greg Schiano will be back as the head coach of Rutgers and taking over that floundering program, trying to bring it back to the days when he was there, albeit was not facing the likes of Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State on a yearly basis. But they will be able to sell some tickets. It'll be a feel-good moment. In this situation, it may be more of a financial, got to put butts in seats, Schiano knows everybody, than going with, all right, let's vet a bunch of different candidates. Let's find the right guy for Rutgers football, and let's go win some games. In this case, is a guy that had success here, whether you like his personality or not. When he was here, people knew about Rutgers football, and people came to our games, and I got to see that now. If I'm the athletic director hiring somebody, I'm looking out of my stadium on a Saturday in Tallahassee, and it's half full. Man, we got to do something. I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm looking at my stadium from my suite at a night game or an afternoon game against Northwestern on the 4th of November 2 years ago, and I'm like, yep, we got to do something. At Rutgers, they look out and they go, anybody want to come? We hire Schiano. People will come. Derek Mason, Pete Thamel from Yahoo is reporting that Derek Mason will be back for another year at Vanderbilt. And somebody also today in this whole, it's that time of the year, let's ask coaches about their future and keep an eye on what's going on in East Lansing. I've been alluding to this for a couple of weeks now, and Michigan State football is nowhere near what they were when they went to the playoff, when they won the Big Ten championship game in 2015. For example, Michigan State is a 500 football team since that game. Iowa, on the other hand, is 15 games above 500. Now, one plays in the East, one plays in the West. But it's more on Michigan State. I was just doing the comparison of the two teams that played in that championship game. But Michigan State has been a 500 football program since that game. Remember when Michigan State, that was a big win? Remember when Michigan State had a quarterback that played in the NFL on that 15 championship team? Remember when they had an offense to complement their defense? Remember when their program didn't have a bunch of stuff going on off the field that involved the football program or the university? All of that has changed. That's happening now. And you're not winning in football. You just shuffled some people around to different duties on your offensive side, and you're still anemic offensively, and you just got crushed by your in-state rival, and they mocked the hell out of you. And you went with this fake, let's be tough, let's have guys getting off the bus in their helmets. And you know what? The team that you did that to, they took those helmets and they shoved them right down your throat. And I think Michigan State football needs a change. That seems to be like one of the last resorts. And they had the garbage last year with the incident at midfield before kickoff. And now you have a program that is watching Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan improve, and you look behind you and you go, is that Indiana? Is that Indiana that's creeping up to us? Mark D'Antonio said today that he plans on remaining the head coach at Michigan State. They've been lost. They've been stuck in neutral since the Big Ten championship game. He was asked directly if he'll be coaching in the first game against Northwestern in 2020. He said yes. Then, good on the Michigan State media, who have loaded up the mullet to go after D'Antonio. He was asked then, do your coordinators plan on being there too? Remember Hondo Carpenter, after a Michigan State loss, asked him directly, and they got into a tiff. Usually D'Antonio likes Hondo. So D'Antonio says he'll be back, but is it his choice? That's a place where it could get ugly. In a battle, if a coach says, I'm going to stay, and an athletic director says, not so fast. Who lasts longer at their respective schools? Because I think D'Antonio will fight to stay. The guy that won the game in Indianapolis in 2015, or the guy that didn't win the game in 2015. One might be in danger of being fired, the other is not in danger at all, and his would be more of, all right, I'm ready to go into retirement. 24-24 since that game in Indianapolis, and today, pretty strongly, now I've seen the video, Mark D'Antonio, he's not going anywhere. That's going to be a fight that an athletic director is going to have to be pretty strong-willed if he's going to make a decision. But I get the sense that there won't be a ton of pushback for a guy that has established Michigan State football and put them on the map. But then what happened at LSU with Les Miles has happened at Michigan State with Mark D'Antonio. Couldn't find a quarterback. Offense didn't develop, even though you had some really good talent. You had these great defenses. And your program didn't go anywhere, while people around you got better, and they got better to the point of winning national championships. All right, 1:30, Andy Kendi, 1:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 Central. Andy Kendi from KATV is coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show in Dayton, Ohio on 60.